Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
What a win. What a performance. History-making performance by Jamal Murray and by Nikola Jokic. As the two of them became the first teammates in NBA history, regular season or postseason game, to have a 30-10-10, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists or more, triple-double. And this all happening while Jamal Murray admitted to being nervous.
People ask, you know, it's a big stage, you get nervous and stuff. You're supposed to be. That's what makes you care. That's what makes you alive. That's what makes you enjoy these moments. So it's good to feel that.
How special is Jamal Murray that as we were hanging out yesterday morning talking about this game, previewing it, during the roundtable yesterday at Brothers Barbecue, there was an expectation that this is the game, this is the type of game that Jamal Murray is really going to step up. And he has to, but we are confident he will. That this is, we're going to see vintage playoff Jamal Murray, and right on cue, he delivered.
I think there's two parts here. One of it being on the road, removing the distractions of being at home and just tightening everything down, being with the guys. You are on a business trip, right? Then the best way to deal with nerves, Mike, for a guy like Jamal Murray, for a player as great as he is, such a playoff riser, when the stage is the biggest, he shines the brightest, okay? You come out and meet the moment. You come out and be aggressive, be assertive, set a tone. Murray had eight of the first 10 Denver points last night. And when all was said and done, Jamal is just the third player in NBA history with 10 plus assists in three straight games of a final series, joining who? Bob Cousy and Magic Johnson. He is the first player in NBA history to have 10 plus assists in his first three career finals games.
Jeez, I wonder if he'll be able to get into an all-star game next year. Next on the Morning Brew, when after the game, Nikola Jokic was asked about the performance of Christian Brown, he said, oh yeah, he won the game for us. Christian Brown, the kid, the rookie, 19 minutes, 7 of 8 shooting, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, fearless, slashing and cutting through that vaunted Miami zone. And Michael Malone acknowledged, hey, kid had it going.
Tonight, man, I could just feel the confidence kind of oozing out of him, the physical aggressive drives, making plays for guys against their zone. It was really fun to watch a young man step up like the way Christian did tonight.
Oozing out of him. Christian Brown's the first Western Conference rookie with a 15-point game in the NBA Finals since Sam Cassell in 1994. When I said in the previous segment, this doesn't happen all that often, it's because it doesn't. It takes a certain kind of moxie, right? You can't be afraid of anybody. You can't be intimidated, especially, Mike, when you're in and out of the rotation. It is so hard to maintain a rhythm when you're not seeing consistent playing time. But to be ready when your number is called, who out there that's listening, how about you? Are you not excited about the future of this core, adding Christian Brown to it? Because he will be a big piece of this team for a long time.
Well, he's probably your Bruce Brown replacement.
Oh,
full-time moving forward.
A couple years down the line, he might be more than that, too.
Maybe, but I think that's going to be his immediate role, stepping in. Because I think it's going to be difficult to re-sign.
Well, we can parse that.
It's going to be tough. So if that's the case, then, the idea is, you want to be able to replace somebody that you're going to have a hard time paying with somebody who doesn't make as much money and is a young up-and-coming player. And that certainly appears to be Christian Brown. Next on the Morning Brew. So after game two, it was Michael Malone crying the we didn't have enough effort blues. Last night, it was Spo, Eric Spoelstra.
We lost a lot of physical 50-50 or ball in the air, ball on the floor battles throughout the course of the game. At key moments, when the moments could have been swing moments, they were coming up with those plays.
And this was a theme he went back to several times during his 8-9 minute press conference. Did not deliver the message the same blunt way that Michael Malone did, but the message was clear. We got our butts kicked. Our effort wasn't good enough. Our energy wasn't good enough. They took it to us, and that's going to be their focus for game four, just as it was for the Nuggets getting ready between games two and three.
As we powder Denver's ass here this morning, right, as we praise them.
More powder than you can find.
Love on top of the Nuggets.
Gold bomb game.
The only thing Michael Malone wasn't able to get through to his team about was playing 48 minutes, okay? The Denver Nuggets got a comfortable lead and once again wanted to coast, Mike. And that thing in the fourth. Hey, look, you can say that. No, garbage and you time. Can say that. Oh, garbage time. Okay.
It was over. Come on, you knew it. You could just, the fans knew it. They were streaming
out
of there.
That's Miami. Well, I mean, they like to leave. That's an honored pastime and tradition of theirs. But the urgency, the sense of desperation that he evoked from his players last night. How about coming out of the second half? We talked about it yesterday. There's a trend. Denver with slow starts to the second half where you see the rage timeout real quick, where the other team builds a rhythm. We've seen it all playoffs. Phoenix series, Minnesota series, Lakers series. Hell, we've seen it in the first two games. And then last night, I thought it was their best start to a second half, which really was the tone setter for them closing out the game, even though it was like pulling teeth to get them across the finish line.
Yeah, it was 53-48 at the half. They hit them with an immediate 6-0 run in the first 2 minutes. They went up by 11. Built that lead up by as many as, 16, 19 in that third quarter. That was the game. They put it away in the third quarter and then coasted home in the fourth. Next on the Morning Brew, while there was the excitement of the NBA Finals, Andrew Mason, right? He went to the game last night. Mason went to the game. I think it was one of those things like, hey, I'll go to the game. I'll watch some baseball. Of course, I'll be following the Nuggets game the whole way, but he wrote a very good column at denversports.com about how life and baseball goes on at Coors Field. Rockies lose last night to the Giants again.
Tonight it didn't happen.
That's a June swoon, Mike, if you notice the calendar. That should be all she wrote.
This time we didn't have to wait till June, did we?
Well, I mean, it's the 8th. You know, I mean, they kind of made it a little interesting there. It was like, oh, maybe they're not going to be 10 games under 500 for the entire season. Then a week later, you look up. 11 games under 500, Mike, and you're just rolling, baby.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.